Happy April. Here we are. Life is good. Did you get out and cut your grass this weekend?
No. No, I don't want to do that just yet. If I start that now, it'll be every 3 days for the rest of the summer, and I don't want to do that yet.
Wow. You're intense every 3 days.
You know, once you start something like that, that's a commitment. So
that's
you can hold it off a little bit, I will.
I was a little disappointed that I didn't do it last weekend because the jungle and thatchery that I had to chop down yesterday has worn me out and has made me tired and irritable this morning here on the airways. But you're here to bring a smile to our face, and you've got plenty of stuff going on. And last week was Coffee with the Cop. It was over at Hennepin Marking in the evening time. It's a little bit different. Tell me how the new timing went.
You know, it went great. We've done that a couple of times before, and we try to bounce it around a little bit. You know, a lot of times people are working, and they can't get to those early morning times. So we try to find an opportunity to get people different demographics, different people in the community, and different times are part of that. So it was perfect to have Hennepin Marketing hosted for us, and we had a nice turnout. Got to talk to several different people, and it was just really fun. We sat down, and Hennepin had a great spread for us. They had some cookies and some cheese and crackers and drinks and even some coffee, which is what we were looking for. So it's we had a great time, and I think a lot of people turned up.
And the more the merrier, there's no doubt about it. So when you bounce these back and forth timing-wise, just depends on the feel, right? You don't have a set schedule for this?
No, we don't. It depends on who's doing it, what they're looking for when they reach out to us, you know, what their times are, and so we judge it. We also try to bounce back and forth between different sides of town, the east side, the west side, downtown, the different areas that we can find. We're looking at, I know Harley Davidson and Bloomington reached out to us, and we're looking at doing something with them. And then, of course, our CrossFit with a cop that's coming up at the end of this month, too. So another different way to reach out to different people.
So you've also got a few other things going on. For instance, if you check out the Facebook page, there is your Forever Friend Friday. And, boy, there are some absolutely darling pictures of a bunny rabbit and some dogs and stuff with Joe Qualters. So,
we picked that specially for the deputy chief. We thought that he would really appreciate the bunny rabbit, so we picked that out specially for him.
Well, sometimes you do have to keep it a little light and fluffy.
I like that. I like that.
The Bloomington Police Department Award Ceremony was last evening. Tell us who was awarded and how everything went there.
Went great. We had a great time. One of the things we started doing several years ago, in the past, we kind of gave out awards as they came and didn't really make much special out of it. And several years ago, at the time, our lieutenants got together and discussed the real importance to get everybody together as a family, to have them recognize or allow us and the administration to recognize their good work, but allow their peers to recognize it as well, and getting everybody together. So we started that a couple of years ago, and it's been very successful. Generally, we do it in the council chambers, but this year, the Monroe County Convention Center gave us a room to utilize, so we used the Alcott Young Room. And not only was it a great space for us, and we really appreciate that, the ability to come in and fill it with our people and do our awards, but the Mac and Cheese Fest was going on at the same time, so not only did we have a great time talking about what people did, we got to smell that great mac and cheese
baby.
From upstairs.
Didn't they, give you samples?
$30 a ticket, probably not.
Yeah, I think several people might have made their way up there afterwards, but just the smell alone was worth it, and we had a great time. We recognized over 60 employees, everything from service awards for years of service, recognized our new hirees and promotions from last year, a number of merit certificates, and particularly some awards, some life-saving awards. We recognized Officer Lloyd Hawkins and Officer Trey Luck. They received a life-saving award for saving a female who was trying to jump off of the 7th Street parking garage. They managed to bring her to safety. And they received not only a life-saving award from our department for that, but the Monroe County Suicide Prevention Coalition awarded them with an award for the year for that as well, which was really special. And we culminated the event in our Officer of the Year Award in our 2016 Officer of the Year with Detective Chris Scott. Chris has been a great detective for us for a long period of time, working closely with narcotics and violent crime. He also works really closely with the United States Marshal Service and the ATF with regards to weapons offenses and weapons crimes. And he was responsible for a number of investigations and worked closely with a number of groups over the year last year and brought those to successful conclusion. So he was awarded the 2016 Officer of the Year Award with a merit award, and we're really proud of him for that.
Captain Steve Kellums is our guest this morning. He checks in from the Bloomington Police Department every other Monday to see what's happening on the East 3rd Street precinct. And you've got some new solar panels. Lighten it up, huh?
We do. They've been installing solar panels. I'm so happy that they're done. It's just fantastic not only to look towards some energy efficiency, but also not have someone banging and scurrying above your head. That got really loud and made for some rough work weeks. But they're all done now, and it's great.
You got a ton of them.
Yeah, we do. We do have a ton of them. And it's going to tie in with a number of other solar initiatives the city's doing. And so it's going to help provide some energy efficiency to the city.
So you also have some things going on with hiring. And for folks who are looking for some jobs, maybe would you like to tell us some of the jobs that are out there? Because I think it would be a wonderful department to be a part of.
Well, not only do we have our police officer jobs, because we're currently hiring for a probationary police officer, and we're accepting applications until June 21st. Our testing date is June 24th. So anybody that's interested in being a law enforcement officer with the Bloomington Police Department, you can go online and download our application, or you can come to the police department and pick one up and fill that out and turn that in. But if you're not a police officer, or that's not something that's in your line, but you're interested in being a part of the community and being a part of the department, we're actually hiring records clerks right now, and those applications are open until April 12th. So we're looking for people that are going to work in our records division. They're going to be responsible for a number of jobs, typing cases, printing out cases, putting together files, working a lot with computer systems and computer equipment. So we're looking for people that are interested in that, and hopefully we'll get some applications.
So people who are detail-oriented.
We want people
who have that kind of detail and attention to being correct. So those kind of folks,
right,
sounds like you could really use.
We could. And if you go to our Facebook page, there's a link there that'll take you right to the job description. That'll give all of the requirements, the job description, the pay, and where to turn in applications and when they're due.
Captain Steve Kellums is our guest this morning. He checks in with the Bloomington Police Department. Teen Academy, summertime's right around the corner. Heck, it's going to be here before we know it. When do I need to get signed up by?
Well, we've still got a lot of time to sign up.
Good.
We're looking for the 1st of July is the deadline to get signed up. We have about 60 spots total available, and we've been getting applications in fairly steady. So if you're looking to make plans for your teen for this summer, 13 to 17 years of age, we had such a great time the last couple of years, and we're really looking forward to it again. And, this is also a great opportunity for kids that are interested in law enforcement and are interested in building a career. A real nice story is we had when we first started this Teen Academy, we did not have our Explorer program in place, and this was kind of a jump-off point for that. So a lot of our first Teen Academy attendees joined our Explorer program. And our Explorer program is for 14-year-old to 21-year-old individuals that are interested in law enforcement as a career. And we've been doing that for a couple of years. Two of our Explorers this year, Colin Deckard and Ambrosia Morris, both were awarded scholarships, leadership opportunities to attend. One will be attending the DEA Leadership Week, and the other one will be attending the U.S. Marshals Leadership Week. The DEA is at Quantico, Virginia, and the Marshals is in Louisiana. So those two explorers from our department, and only about 40 explorers throughout the United States get to attend these every year. So they're going to get to travel to work for a week with those federal agencies and their leadership groups and programs for explorers, and it's just a great opportunity.
Wow.
So if you're looking at your kids and not only get them in to do something and have a great time in the summer, but maybe think about futures and careers, and even if it's not in law enforcement, the opportunities you can get with leadership is just amazing. So sign them up and get involved in this.
Okay, so just to remind folks, this goes on from July 24th to July 28th. So if you're looking for something for your teen, this sounds like an amazing program.
All week long. We do it 8 to 5, Monday through Thursday, and then Friday we're at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon with a graduation ceremony. And again, the kids, it's $25 for the kids to attend. That's it for the whole week. We get donations to cover food for the day, so we're going to feed them lunch as well, provide them with some T-shirts and water bottles and some things like that. And if someone can't afford that $25, we have scholarships available. We're not going to turn a kid away.
Excellent. We didn't think you would, too, because you want to get them involved. You want to see them see how they can see how you work. It's easy for me. For me to say here on a Monday. Captain Steve Kellums is our guest this morning. Hey, when's that 500 hole race weekend bike thing coming up?
It's coming up. 22nd, I believe, the race. 21st and 22nd are Friday and Saturday. We'll be on 12-hour shifts. All of our guys will be working, and we'll be out doing everything we can to keep it down to a dull roar.
And the weather always helps with that. So we've still got some time before that comes around. Anything else we're missing? When is the next we're going to do workout with the cop? When's that coming up?
Yeah, the April 29th. It's Saturday at 11 o'clock. We're going to have CrossFit with a cop. Hoosier CrossFit is hosting that.
CrossFit with a cop. You know, I want to get this. CrossFit. I want to get this title.
Glass is. Did you know that Glass was going to challenge you to push-ups?
No, I throw the fit in CrossFit. That's where we're at.
I love the idea. You know, I just got done working out this morning at Hoosier CrossFit. We had a nice run this morning. So with that and opening weekend, it just really feels like spring's here. And, you know, today my Tigers are playing the White Sox. So it's just going to be a great day and a great start to the year.
It is, and hopefully the weather can cooperate and get through it. The push-up contest Margaret was referring to are those little orange things where, you know, freezer treats where you push them up and they're orange. I will eat more than you will. That's the push-up contest.
I'm down with that, too. I don't know. That's a heck of a challenge. I may pick you up on that one.
Maybe we'll save that for one of our summertime programs when it's nice and warm out. We'll bring in Captain Kellums in a small cooler, and we'll see what we can do for the radio fans. Hey, we appreciate
it. Maybe at CrossFit with a cop. Maybe while we watch everybody else work out.
That's right.
Actually, I have the perfect thing for you and Glass to do. You can see which one of you can lift the beer up the most.
No. The push-ups, sweet and tasty for the whole family. We can get involved with all of that. Hey, we appreciate your time as always. We'll let you get back to work. Congratulations on all your award winners. Hopefully, those solar panels are going to have a day off today. So, hopefully a little bit later in the week, we can fire those babies up and get them working. But we'll talk.
We'll have a news release come out this week with all of the award winners. So,
great.
We won't leave everybody out. And you'll see us profile them on Facebook page over the next week or so.
Super. It's Bloomington Police Department. Just make sure you choose the one here in Indiana, not Illinois or Minneapolis or Minnesota.
Yeah.
Hey, we appreciate your time. Thanks, my man.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.